Hello, welcome to Nerd Stuff, a show from C-Sport where we talk about esports and nerd stuff. My name is Index. I'm with Redrun.
What's up?
Hello.
Hello.
It's early.
Early, and we're not together, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Somebody, there's some of our guys are casting Rainbow Six Siege over at the studio, so I don't think you're going to be making it in time for the live events, but the VODs are going to be up on twitch.tv/SEA Esports. We've got a podcast to do today. We've got a show. Exciting topics. We like it. Another Nintendo Direct has been dropped onto us.
Thanks. After a week, man. That never
happens.
Yeah.
But first, we have, you know, we have to touch bases. You know where that phrase comes from? Touch base.
Baseball?
Yes, exactly. But you know why?
Why? I'm curious, actually. Why?
Okay, so touch bases is like when you for example get like hit the ball, right? And you get to second base because of that hit, right? You have to touch first base.
Oh,
you can't just like leap over it.
You need to touch it.
Yeah.
Just the first base or
any base that you have that you're going to be going through. So for example, you go 1, 2, 3. You go to third base, right? If you don't step on second, you're out.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that's the technicality part.
Yeah, it's you have to touch
base. What do you mean touch, right? Like your hand? Or you just need to have a physical contact with the bases?
Anything. You have to step on it. It's usually what they have to do.
Oh, okay. So sometimes YouTube recommends me some baseball videos.
Why?
Like, I don't know. Algorithm, I guess. I don't know.
You don't play.
I don't know, dude.
Are you curious?
Know.
Are you curious about the game, though? I can, like, invite you.
Kinda. I played softball.
Oh, yeah, before. In college, right?
In college, yeah. So, kinda interesting.
It's your physical education thing, right?
Yeah. And dancing.
Yeah.
Oh my God, hate when universities do that.
And like
your physical.
Cheerleading is a big thing in the college I went to.
Yeah.
And yeah, they forced us to cheerlead. Like actual, like, you know how the UAAP.
Yeah, the
dancing
shouting
things. No, like lifting and then like throwing
lifting
ladies up.
Oh God.
Yeah.
I guess it's okay. Would you like to have your physical education as a folk dance?
No.
Cuz I had a course that we were forced to like dance using, you know, folk dance using the old songs and shit.
Nah, I don't think like come on, man. Like you're going to dance like I think the education system needs to be revamped.
Yeah.
We're getting a little ahead of ourselves here. We're talking about esports.
Woo!
And we play Bukovel Minor has officially ended. We do have a winner, Enigma.
Yeah. Dang.
Taking it over RNG. So we were way off with our predictions.
No. We predicted that RNG would be the second finalist, right?
I said Gambit would win and then RNG.
Yeah, but the second finalist is RNG.
Yeah.
So
I guess.
We're kind of 50-50.
Yeah.
That.
No, we really didn't. Us too.
Yeah.
We didn't think Enigma would win.
Yeah, really thought that Gambit was going to use the momentum that they gained and win the tournament, but nope.
I mean, I guess it's okay because Gambit lost to Enigma. So Gambit lost to the winners of the major, right? That says something. They didn't lose to anybody else except Geek Fam. You lost the Geek Fam. Oh no, yeah, this does not look good for Gambit. Let's talk about Gambit because we really thought this team had a good shot of winning this tournament.
Yeah, not only a good shot, but they're like the favorites to win, right?
Because they were like the border tier one team that they're always qualifying for the minor, the major. And taking decent games off of decent teams, but they just ran in. I don't know. They maybe had a bad day.
Yeah, and a good day for Royal Never Give. Geek Fam. Nah, I guess maybe next time for them.
Yeah. And then Nigma, of course, the eventual winners, they actually lost the first series that they had, so they were playing from the lower bracket onwards.
Yeah.
Always on the verge of elimination. And yeah, go ahead.
Well, Skron did say that they're one of the lower bracket kings with EG. So.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, right? And it's not, you don't really see it a lot in Dota 2, where experience is so prevalent in situations like this. Because you can really see, if this was any other team, they would have collapsed, I think, under pressure. But Nigma, they've been there. They won TI like this. And yeah, they made it to the finals and won over RNG, which, like, there's some notes here, there's some asterisks here on the grand finals if you look at the four games.
Yeah.
The second game, RNG had a 30k lead.
Wow.
Nigma came back.
Damn.
And then RNG, on the fourth game, they had a Spectre with a 40k lead. And Nigma still came back.
That's, you know, you're right. That speaks the experience that Nigma gained when they were still in Team Liquid. Because that's no joke. If you're a new team facing that odds, you're going to crack under pressure.
Exactly, right? You can even imagine, like, we don't have professional experience, but we can imagine the pressure.
Yeah, and it's disheartening being, like, down like that.
Mm-hmm. And also the situation they're in, right? They're a tier one team, but they've been struggling ever since, I think I would say, as far as even acquiring Weeha. They were never the same team.
They were, yeah. Even if they were, like, the finalists or they almost beat, well, not almost beat OG in the TI, the next TI, or the previous TI, but it's not really the same team without Matamba Man.
Mm-hmm. Because I know you like Matamba Man's playstyle.
Yeah.
Because you're... Like,
sacrificing your game so your team can win.
Mm-hmm. And I think you also like the flexibility of Matamba Man.
Yeah. Being versatile is really, like, one of my turn-ons in Dota.
Mm-hmm. And he can... It's like he can play the sacrificial carry and he can also play the farming carries, right? Which is really... really rare.
Yeah. Because with Weeha, you really get what you see. You know?
Specialist.
Yeah.
It's like Bulldog, right? Hero Puddle.
Oh.
It's not a hero pool.
Yeah.
Puddle.
You can count his pool. You can count his heroes using your hands.
Speaking of counting, I learned a different kind of counting because of that Nintendo Direct thing. We'll go over it later.
All right.
All right, so Nigma, congratulations! They qualified over to We Play Book of to the Dream League. Leipzig Major. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly.
Leipzig.
So it's in Germany, right? Leipzig. So let's try and butcher the name as bad as possible.
Leipzig.
Leipzig.
Ooh, that's even closer. I think.
I don't know. We're not Germans. We don't know how it's pronounced.
Leipzig. Yeah, I guess.
Leipzig.
Oh no.
Okay. All right, so we're going to be discussing the group stages and how the groups are divided for Dream League Season 3, and then let's probably just choose who are going to win the groups. Right. Okay. Okay, so you're on Liquipedia, right?
Yep.
You're on the group stages, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Okay, group stages number 1, Group A is crazy. Fnatic, Nigma, Aster, and TNC.
Because
we're looking at the Fnatic, Nigma, and TNC probably here. Aster, it's a good team, dude.
It's a good team, yeah.
That's a good team, man. So this is a stacked boy group.
Yeah. It has SCCC.
Yes, SEC, Boboka, yeah. Fade. Boboka. Yeah, these guys are legit. So, who is going to qualify and who is not going to qualify?
Man, like, they're all almost tier, not almost tier one, but they're all tier one teams. So
it's not even just like they're all tier one teams. I think their skills are almost identical to one another.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I'm still going for TNC though. Even okay. if they're going to be underdogs in that group.
Yeah. Maybe I don't know. I'm kind of biased towards Fnatic now. I think they're just bound to, I think this is their tournament.
Ooh.
They've been playing pretty good. So it's actually Nigma and Fnatic for me. And you?
I'm going for TNC or Nigma.
Mm-hmm. There's a real possibility that Fnatic and TNC come out of the group too.
Yeah, because the two best records will qualify, right?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Hello.
Oh my God.
Hello, we're back. So.
Yes, the Leipzig major.
Yeah. Leipzig. Leipzig.
Leipzig.
Leipzig.
We're trying to butcher the name. What's your
pronunciation? What's your go? What's your go at it?
Leipzig.
Okay, we've successfully killed it.
Yeah, murdered it.
All right, Scrod. So we were just discussing on the Liquipedia page of Dream League Season 13 Leipzig Major about the group stages. The groups have already been announced. Nigma has qualified for the tournament. And we think that Nigma is going to come out of Group A along with one of the SEA boys. I said Fnatic.
I said TNC.
How good of a... Because for TNC, I've heard of rumors about how crazy some ideas of Febby is, seeing as he's the new coach of TNC. But how good Febby really is as a coach.
Yeah, and also I think we can also throw out the previous accomplishments of TNC. They won the first major, but they have a new coach, the patch is different. So there's a lot of question marks actually for me for TNC. Especially, like, this is 50-50, right? There's a honeymoon phase for new members of the team. And it could be good, it could be bad.
Also, not to discredit TNC, but there were a lot of players, teams not available in the first major.
Mm. Yeah.
A lot of teams skipped out.
Yeah.
So, I'm thrilled at the same time scared to see how TNC will perform.
So who do you think is going to come out of Group A?
I will go with I know, again, heart tells me Nigma.
Yeah, we already
and you
said
were
Nigma.
And you were never wrong, I guess.
Yes.
Follow your heart, boys.
Follow your brain, not your nut.
Oh, who said that?
I don't know. I heard it somewhere. All right, who's the other one, Scrod? We know it's Nigma, but who's the other one? Aster with SCC?
I'll go with Fnatic.
Yeet. All right, I'm on the Scrod train. He's never been wrong on this show before.
That's true.
He's one for one. He could be the first. This could be the first time he's wrong.
Ooh. I'm gonna look for that.
All right, Group B is Beast Coast, Chaos Esports Club, Team Secret, and Vici. So, Chaos Esports Club, right? Yawara, CCNC, MSS, SVG.
Yeah.
How good exactly are they?
They're one of those that are tier one, but never really cream of the crop tier one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but near the tier 2 line.
I think they're on the lower tier 1, honestly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They could have good games, but most of the times they have, like, lackluster games against the tier 1 teams.
I see them I see them as like TNC before and Mineski, wherein they're gatekeepers of their region.
So you're better than Chaos Esports Club. You're
Well,
in.
now
You're
that
in.
NIP is NA, it might be different, but for now, like from the previous major qualifiers, I saw them as like the gatekeepers of their region.
Gatekeepers of NA.
Who do you think is better, Red? Chaos or NIP?
Oh, she. I'm going with my heart and say NIP.
Okay, that's
Yeah,
fair.
follow my
On
heart.
paper.
No, you said follow my heart and it'll never be wrong, and I'm following my heart.
Yeah, but also on paper, NIP is also better. If you just
Okay.
look at like the sheer amount of achievements their players have.
Yeah.
So who we
So
got
yeah.
here for Group B? Cause I know
To be
Team
honest,
Secret's one, right?
yeah. To be honest, it's Team Secret or Vici.
I think that's the thinking man's choice.
Yeah. Well, we don't know. Maybe the Brazilian team would win.
Yeah.
Beast Coast, baby.
How about you, Scron?
I'd go with, of course, Team Secret would make it. And I don't know. I'll flip a coin for the other one.
You want me to help? I'm gonna flip a coin now. What's your heads?
Beast Coast and Tails.
Okay, so heads is.
Chaos.
So
Well, just
heads.
because I guess it's always like that with E anyway. It's a flip a coin.
Okay, so heads would be.
He's not in either of these teams,
East.
by the way. He's in Fighting Pandas.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
Fighting Pandas. Yeah, I forgot.
Do you have a
He's on.
definite answer now?
Okay, yeah, my brain is working now. Let's see. Beast Coast is Fada, right?
No, Beast Coast is the South American squad with Chris Luck,
Yeah.
Stinger, Schofield.
I swear they keep changing teams.
They do.
Yeah, that's how
They
NA
keep
works.
changing rosters. It's so hard to keep track, especially if they keep changing from region. It's not just a roster as well. Like they keep changing regions.
Yeah.
The globalization at
Then yeah,
its
that's out. I'll
finest.
go with Chaos,
Okay.
definitely.
Ooh, Team
Secret
Secret
and
and
Chaos.
Chaos.
All right, Group C. We are power through these groups. All right, Alliance, IG, Reality Rift, and VP.
Go ahead.
Reality Rift is
Follow your
the
heart,
new stack.
Skrillex.
What?
Reality Rift is the new stack of Southeast Asia boys.
Yeah, KYXY is back. He's gonna deny more
Yeah,
aegises.
they're not exactly new, but they're like power starting to power through everything.
Yeah, and Nuts is there.
Yeah, they're like veterans that are suddenly powering through everyone.
I don't know. I still don't think they're. I still don't think they're. That good, yeah. To compete with these guys. I mean, even Virtus Pro. Virtus Pro kind of sucks right now. Not really the best. Because the shakeup of their roster. They haven't been looking this quite the same. Alliance have been wrecking it, my boys.
Yeah, your voice. Are you gonna follow your heart?
Of course, yeah. It's Alliance. But also IG. IG was. Were they the
Excuse
last? Who did TNC face in the major that they won? Was it Vici or
BG.
IG? Vici.
BG.
It was Vici, okay. So Chengdu major. How well did IG go there? Okay, they topped groups and they ended in the lower bracket final. So I'm gonna say IG.
Okay. I'm going for VP and IG.
I don't know, I want to support our Singaporean friends.
Ooh. Shout out to
So I'll
Singapore.
go.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of
Yeah,
that.
I'm in Singapore right now.
Yeah, you're in Singapore.
So Gotta support the Singapore friends, Reality Rift. I would love to have them on top.
Yeah.
But not even top, just get out of the group stage.
All right,
And they
so
do have the experience for it, so hopefully they get out of it.
is a Reality Rift? What's happening here?
Yeah, real. No, I mean getting the Reality Rift out of the group stage, like they're getting on the main stage. I think they have the mental fortitude for it. Like they're not. I mean, most of them are not entirely new players.
But who's the other one?
I'll go with IG.
Okay.
Oh yeah, IG.
Wow, we're split.
Yeah, I think we went through everything.
Yeah.
All right, Group D, it's EG, Navi, Pain, and Team Liquid. The old Alliance squad, Team Liquid, have been underperforming, and I have zero trust in these guys.
Or is it because they're not Alliance anymore?
Nah, it's because they've been underperforming.
All
Like,
right.
literally underperforming every single time. So, Group D, I think it's gonna be. I'm gonna give it to.
Say it.
Ooh, Navi.
Oh, wow.
EG and
Okay.
Navi.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going with
Yeah, I think, yeah,
Team
that's about
Liquid.
right. EG and Abby.
I can't give it to Pain. No.
Yeah. Pain's kinda iffy.
All right, we gave our predictions on the group stages, so who do you think is gonna win it all? I'm not gonna go through the playoffs, cause that's too long. Who's gonna win?
Follow your heart. Ligma for TI.
TI, holy shoot. I'm going for EG, let's go.
I think Ron's going for Enigma.
Yeah.
And
Yep,
obviously,
definitely.
we all follow our hearts. I think it's gonna be Alliance to win it all.
Hey.
Hey! Alright, so Dota 2 news is done. Let's talk about some Fortnite now. None of us play Fortnite, but it's still an important part of the gaming scene. Ninja.
Super important.
Yeah, Ninja is a big,
Yeah.
prevalent guy on Fortnite and entirety of gaming, and he gets his own Fortnite skin
Hey.
on the game, which is, I would say, it's a little late.
Yeah.
I mean, is it just like every 2 weeks we talk about, I mean, last week we talk about him having a graphic novel. Now he has a skin.
Skin. Yeah, that's right.
But I have to be honest, it looks dope.
Yeah, it looks like
It does look
the
dope.
comic, right? It looks like the comic.
Looks like Sub-Zero, you know?
Yeah, actually, yeah, now that you say it, Index, it does look like the comic book.
So it's a
Like art.
tie-up.
I think that was the actual source material.
Oh.
Yeah, so quite possibly, to pimp up the graphic novel sales.
So I
I have
think,
to say this though.
yeah, go ahead. Go ahead,
I mean, that's
Greg.
one thing you have to really admire with Ninja. Like, he knows how to hustle.
Yeah.
Yeah, Greg was
But
about to
yeah.
say something. Yeah, go ahead.
It's nice to see Ninja having his own skin because everybody of, like, even us would like something customized in, like, their favorite game, right?
Yes.
Something, a piece of us. So Ninja getting this is nice for him.
You also got the Adidas deal, right? Ninja gamer shoes. Of
Ooh.
course, the gamer
Oh, but
shoes.
I didn't
how
know
do you,
that's
I mean,
I'm no sneakerhead, but how do you guys feel about
dumb. I'm gonna search it.
it? Oh.
Ninja Adidas.
Yeah, it doesn't look nice.
I don't feel it, man.
I don't like
I don't like the
these are
text.
coming from sneakerheads.
The ninja one, right?
Yeah, don't like the
It's
text.
like it's out of place.
I guess if
I
you're
mean,
like 12, it's cool.
but we are 12, by the way.
Yeet.
The target audience is 12, man.
The laces are dope, though. I like these laces. Yeah, those laces are nice.
Are there boosts? That's boost, right?
Yeah, those are boosts.
Oh.
That's the one redeeming quality of it, actually.
It's boost, yeah. Protects your
So
knees.
this is this kind of comes into another topic that I didn't expect that we would talk to about talk about today, is esports gamer apparel. You know how those
Ah.
old school apparels, like the Dry Fit ones?
Yeah.
So
Yeah,
apparently
the
there's
jerseys.
the jerseys, right? So apparently there's a movement now that the next line of clothing are gonna be like lifestyle apparel, like comfortable clothes, nice long sleeves. You know, because like,
Yeah.
when you're
You
playing
don't
like on your PC,
gotta
you don't
play
need
fit.
like the jersey exactly.
Yeah.
So they want lifestyle, they
Yeah.
want comfortable clothes. So what you guys think about
True.
that?
I'm on
I'm
board.
all for it. I mean, we're
Yeah.
not exactly very active.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you don't need to sweat while playing computer
Yeah.
games, right?
It is actually very the jerseys are actually very thin that in the end you need a jacket anyway,
Yeah,
because
exactly.
it's arenas are freaking cold.
Yeah, that's why, like, I'm all for like the jackets on top of the jerseys, right? The jackets are the like one of the like amazing pieces of merch that you could buy, and you would see the players use it because it's really cool in the arenas wearing those dry fits.
I really like the FaZe long sleeves.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
It's
Is it for the
very cool.
CSGO team?
I mean, everybody on FaZe uses it. Even the sponsored streamers use it.
Wait, let me see.
And I remember in ESL,
Oh, okay.
those are cool, right?
Is it the black
The
ones?
black and red ones. Like, it's
Oh,
still
yeah.
hashtag gamers, but I kind of over that aesthetic actually, but it still looks kind of cool.
Eh, it does.
I remember C9 was actually the first one on board with this. Back in ESL 1 Manila, they were selling C9 tank tops. I was like, C9 tank tops, really? And now I really want the C9 tank top.
Also, Newbie. Newbie had the most non-jersey type, well, quote unquote jersey for TI before. They had that hoodie like thing.
Yeah, it was like the shirt hoodie or something.
Yeah, a shirt hoodie. That was their thing for TI8, I think. So yeah, that was pretty dope. I really like that Newbie one.
They also had like the joggers, right? Joggers and shoes.
Yeah, they do.
What do you think about do you know the Gambit's CSGO jersey?
Okay, I'm gonna have to look it up.
It's like a
Gambit.
polo shirt. It's just a polo shirt and with the Gambit logo. I think that's better than the dry fit ones.
Oh, these are cool.
Yeah, they're kind of like exactly what Newbie went before.
Oh,
Like it
the polo
wasn't,
shirts?
yeah, it didn't have an all-out thing. But how does sponsors feel about this?
They don't care. They just want their name to be shown, man.
Yeah, but yeah, that's why the sponsors' name aren't shown anymore in these lifestyle ones.
Maybe in the back.
Yeah, in
Nah,
the
okay. I
back.
see some pictures of the Gambit shirt. They still have sponsors on it.
Okay,
Like
so
on the
because normally
sleeve.
you sell the
The back.
spot, right? Like,
Yeah.
And on
Yeah,
the
that's true.
back.
You could sell the area of the clothes.
So yeah, I think we're all pretty on board with the lifestyle jersey, quote unquote jersey from esports
Yeah.
pros. We're cool.
But Index, how about the shoes? Like, there are a lot of teams having like collaborative shoes with the big brands. What do you feel about it?
It's okay as long as the design is subtle. And it's not like, you
Yeah.
know, it's not like Ninja where it says Ninja on the side,
Oh,
you
you
know.
mean it's not in your face?
Yeah. Like if you can put like let's give an example. How about what's a big org? Liquid.
Yeah.
Team Liquid with an Adidas. Right? Just put in white, Team Liquid white and blue and put it on boosts and then maybe put a Yeah, I think that will be enough. Just say that it's liquid, and I think that's pretty dope.
Yeah, you don't need to put the logos and shit stuff.
Okay, I'm seeing something really cool here. I'll send it on Discord. On
Is it shoes?
Staff chat. Yes, it's shoes. It's... Hold on. Hold on.
No problem, Arino.
Hold on. I should have done this earlier.
Oh, we don't know that we would tackle that topic, though.
Yeah, I didn't know either. Hold on. Processing. Holy crap.
Internet, by the way.
Here we go.
Woo!
So I don't like the jersey.
I don't like the logo.
But yeah. The text.
Yeah.
That's kind of sexy.
It is. And right? It's Ultra Boost, right?
These are NMDs.
Oh, okay. They're not
Boost. Adidas NMDs. They look kind of cool, though. So I'm down with that.
Yeah. I would even play basketball with those shoes.
Please don't. These are lifestyle shoes. You're going to wreck them.
I know.
All right, cool. So, anything else for the esports apparel?
Now we could.
C9.
Yes, but covers it.
Yep. Yeah. League of Legends. C9 sneaky has quit. Professional League of Legends.
Seven consecutive appearance in Worlds.
I think it's burnout, to be honest.
I think he's also in a comfortable spot too. That, like he already has. He has a big following.
I think he's. Yeah, he can earn through streaming.
It's like Sing Sing's case, right?
Yeah, but in Sing Sing's case, he actually just started sucking really hard.
Oh yeah.
Feels bad, man.
Yeah. I mean,
that's kind of that's a loss to the League of Legends community, I guess. It doesn't mean that
not really. If he's still streaming, then they can still get him as a panel, as an analyst.
Ah, yeah, your personality.
I think it's a big loss. I mean, they lost. It's a big loss for the organization. I mean, he's still in. Pretty good as a player.
Yeah, but like you won't see him playing competitive league. Well,
but you'll see him more on cosplay.
God. Well, it doesn't mean that he's not gonna go back to LoL after a year or two, right?
I mean, yeah. I mean, Chinese retirement.
Yeah.
NA version.
And he's not really leaving the League of Legends bubble anyway. So I think he's still
up. Yeah, definitely.
And this is kind of wanted to link this over to some streamers leaving Twitch already. I know we are Twitch
partners,
verified, right? Partnered. Yeah, we're Twitch partnered. But recently, big names like This Guy's Toast and more recently Mixer. Valkyrie. They've made their Twitch homes, streaming homes elsewhere. Like Toast is in Facebook and Valkyrie just signed with YouTube. And then even before that, Shroud and Ninja have moved over to Mixer.
Mixer, yeah.
So I wanted to kind of talk about the streaming platform and what are the benefits to each platform. We have three. We have Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. And let's put in Mixer there.
Mixer.
So
I think it's more of like the incentives that you get. Facebook always pays like a salary type based on your following and your views. Yeah, you get a salary. Then I think it gets what do you call that? It gets reviewed like every 3 or 6 months. Then if you go up, then your salary goes up. Then if you're following or your numbers go down, then your salary goes down.
Oh, really? So, it's relative.
Yeah. So it, Yeah, so it's you gotta hustle
You
for
have to get those
Facebook as well.
viewers.
But for Twitch, it's more of like when you stream, you can earn money because that's when you get donations,
Yeah.
subscriptions, and your viewer, your ad revenue. So that's where Twitch. Facebook, I actually have no idea how they're monetizing. I'm pretty sure it's still ad revenue. Like, I bet it's something similar to how they do it for their VODs.
Because I think with Facebook, it's
Mixer.
pretty, like, okay, let's like go one by one. So we're talking about Facebook right now too. I think it's easiest to get into Facebook, streaming wise.
Yeah, and
But you
it's just
gotta look
like,
at the demographic as well of what you're doing. For example,
depends.
the Sky's Toast. Like, if he has a pretty decent following in Southeast Asia, or the Asian community in general, which are honestly the most of the community for Facebook. So if you're like most, because if you're most like Southeast Asian, then you're bound to have a Facebook.
It also doesn't help that it's the platform that has the most users. You know, like everybody has a Facebook.
Yeah.
There's a bigger chance
But for
for a bigger
example,
audience.
if you're like a big streamer in Japan, then you wouldn't, I don't think you'd ever stream on Facebook.
Where would you stream though if you're in Japan?
Oh, that's a good
They also
question.
have their own local one, OpenRec.
Oh, okay.
They have their own local streaming platform, OpenRec, and then you have Twitch for them. Like, I think most countries, they have their own local ones. I mean, here we have, what was that thing
Tamago?
that was being, no, it's not. The one that's owned by, for Philippines, is like AB, owned by ABS, I think.
What?
The one
ABS
that,
a streaming
no,
platform?
it's not exactly a streaming platform. Is I think I, but you can stream on it. Like you, it died, it not really died down. It slowed down, but over the, I think last month,
Oh,
like
an
we have,
alarm. You have to wake up.
yeah, that's my brother.
Have to
Like
wake
over
up.
the last month, we'd have we you have people trying to record on it, saying like watch them on here. Like it's more like lifestyle. Like even celebrities were using it. I forgot the name. Oh,
But it's not gaming.
either way,
Screw it. Screw
yeah,
it.
but a
Not
streaming
gaming.
platform. But for India, recently, since we've been doing ESL One India casting by our boys. Shout out to
Hey,
them, Jaeger, Black and
hey,
Blue, Stinky,
hey,
Steez,
hey.
and Gia. So yeah, we have that. They have Hotstar, which is region locked.
Hotstar, so only Indians could
Okay,
watch it.
we're a little kind of off topic now. I only wanted to do
But
four. We're talking
it's a streaming
Hotstar.
platform. No, it's a streaming platform, but
Wait,
for
wait.
Indians
Here's the
only.
thing. Here's the thing. Index is saying he's targeting the major streaming platforms, and because that's where the major streamers are going
Yeah,
to
they're
or
not
migrating from.
going to
They're going at
freaking
the Hotstar,
Hotstar, like Rec Set or
Hotwave.
whatever. They're not gonna move there. I wanted to like highlight what are the positives of each streaming platform. We kind of got a little out of like I don't know where we went. So, Facebook is very SEA. I think Scrun has a valid point. Like, if you don't have fans on SEA, you're doing it wrong. You have to attack that market. Like, you can't attack NA Facebook. That's dead. You're gonna who are you gonna get? Your mom? Your grandma? No, that ain't it. That ain't it. All right, so the enigma is YouTube gaming, which I don't know how to feel about YouTube gaming, to be honest.
Yeah, I feel like you have to have a following on your as a as a YouTuber before you could get this before to be successful actually in streaming in YouTube.
Mm. Yeah. Well, it's cool for YouTubers, right? They can make a transition easy.
Yeah.
But
like you see it, like you see it. I think, oh, that Japanese AI, yeah, Kizuna Ai.
Yeah, Kizuna Ai.
Like it used to be just VODs, and now she'll have like reminders for when she'll go live.
Oh,
what do you think about people that want to start on YouTube as a live streamer?
You have to have good VODs as well.
Because I would think that, like, it's, for example, like you're streaming. What's a big game right now? R6. Monster Hunter, R6? Right? How about Monster Hunter on the PC? Right? So if you're streaming Monster Hunter Iceborne, and then people are kind like YouTube is a big audience. It's like almost as big as Facebook. It's like you're typing in Monster Hunter World Iceborne. Chances are, if you type it on YouTube, your live stream might a VOD of your live stream might be shown. And it depends on how much YouTube wants to advertise you. If you're online, you might be even the first one on the search thing.
Yeah.
Now you got me thinking. Like, is there a filter for only searching live streams?
Yes, there is.
Oh,
okay.
In YouTube, right?
Yeah, I didn't know that. Because I was watching some illegal streams of some games that are not being covered. So I did that. I did that whole charade. I do that. So yeah, what do you think about YouTube? Because I don't really feel very hot about YouTube streaming.
For streaming, yeah, I don't think so.
Because it's more of like their branding. Shout out to RD, but yeah. So their branding has been already set in stone that they're a VOD, like video on demand.
But if they pay the money, it's good.
Hey.
Yeah, but it's hard to get that. I mean, how many years have they been like that? So it's hard to get the idea to people that hey, we're not just this. We also have live stream.
Take the stigma, right?
Yeah, so at the same time, you already have like Twitch already. Like, oh, if you're streaming, it has to be Twitch. You can't have. That's why the premieres of video doesn't work as well on Twitch as well, because you don't really go to Twitch for VODs.
That's right. That's a good point. So, yeah, I think.
Like,
with YouTube, it's too. It's too mainstreamly known as a VOD place, I think.
Yeah.
All right. Videos. Yeah, Greg, finish it off. Top it off.
Videos. That's it.
Videos. All right, now we move on to Twitch.
Hey.
Twitch has a small market, you know, smaller than YouTube and Facebook, for sure. And honestly, I think it's pretty hard to grow a community on Twitch.
Now, yes.
Because of the competition, I guess.
So saturated already. If you search up Dota 2 streamer, you're going to get 180 different people.
Yeah. And not all of them are entertaining,
yeah, and
to be honest.
You have to be super lucky.
Yeah.
But if you're big, you're big, right?
Yeah, but it's really hard to get like to be successful in streaming.
Mm-hmm.
It's like there's like one out of 20 people would be successful in streaming.
The thing is, I think it's actually better to just start off somewhere and then go to Twitch.
You start on Facebook and migrate your. Group to Twitch.
Exactly. Yeah. I think it's pretty legit strat. But if you were to Scrun.
Because, yeah, for example, you mentioning how hard it is to to grow on Twitch. Because, for example, in Facebook, once you stream, you have these multiple areas that you can share your stream and actually try to advertise at no cost whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
On Twitch, you're left with just going live and, you know, hoping people would watch.
Yeah,
you don't really get that. You don't really get that feature wherein you can actually advertise through Dota audiences on Twitch that, hey, look, I'm new or mm-hmm. something. Like, you don't really get to tell anyone why you're streaming apart from your headline.
There's significantly less people also to advertise to on Twitch. So... yeah, that's why I think it's kind of hard to go on Twitch too. All right, Mixer, last one. Mixer, the newest of the bunch.
Just like Twitch. You need like a good following before you go there, I guess.
I think, honestly, if I were to decide on where I would stream, either on Twitch and on Mixer. I think I would take a chance on Mixer just because of the, you're one of the first guys there.
Yeah, the mentality of a new thing.
Mm-hmm. You're one of the pioneers.
Yeah, that's true. I haven't seen Filipino streamers going to Mixer, so.
I think they. I like the fact that they've gamified their stream.
Mm.
Like, you at certain levels, you unlock this. At certain levels, you have unlocked this.
Oh, they do that. I didn't know they do that.
They gamified their whole viewing experience.
That's crazy. That sounds kind of fun, actually. Twitch has nothing.
Twitch is you pay money and then you get something.
Pay.
A subscription, yeah, subscriptions.
Yeah, and I think the subscription on Mixer is more expensive. I think it's $8 compared to Twitch's $5.
Well, and there's also like, if you don't count the September.
There's half.
Twitch has a thing called September when they ever do it for the whole month of September. Like, you can gift, you can buy, like, everything is, like, on the cheap side.
That's half. Okay. It's half off.
Yeah.
I see.
All right, so, I think we went through all the streaming platforms, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and the Mixer. And, yeah, which one do you like the best?
I'm going to be neutral and deserve my choices in the future, I guess.
Okay, Scrawn? Because Red's too pussy to give an answer.
Discord streaming.
What?
Okay. Well,
I'll go with Twitch, I guess.
Yeah.
And they're the one who started it. I still feel more at home at Twitch. I still interact more at Twitch.
Yeah, me too. I'm on Twitch. Please keep our partnership. Thank you. All right, so last one for Dota 2, for the esports things. Dota 2 has returned to classic ranked game mode. Just briefly go over this, because none of us have played Dota 2 yet. So, no more forced rank roles. You can play classic ranked.
Yeah.
Which is, you're not assigned a role. You do whatever you like. Which is what Greg likes.
Yeah.
I do hope they've found enough data, because they've been experimenting on so many things over the last year.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Like, every 3 months, they'll roll in something new and try out something for matchmaking. Like, they're trying to find the perfect balance for pro players and for casuals.
Yeah. Just, I think it's a good thing. They're caring to fix the issues that are present.
Yeah, I do like it. that they're experimenting, meaning they're not just gonna slap something and just say, yeah, live with it or be done with it.
Well, Greg, does this entice you to play Dota 2 or?
A little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit. Now I could play any role.
Yeah.
You know, when I go in the game. The thing is, I don't want to be limited with one role.
The thing is, with the classic rank, you also get matched into rank role people.
Yeah, you're right. So you would have an advantage sometimes, or sometimes the other team would have an advantage because they pick their rank roles.
Yeah,
that's true.
There's pros and cons to both of them.
Yeah.
Anarchy.
Sometimes it's going to be anarchy, but it really depends. Because when I was still playing a lot of Dota and really being competitive about it, I don't have any problems with it.
Mm-hmm. Like,
people adjust for one another, so I don't know.
It's a skill bracket thing, I think.
I guess.
Because they don't do that in Archon and Legend, let me tell you that. Everybody wants to pick the mid.
Everybody.
So,
well,
yeah.
Pick your poison, I guess.
Yeah. Shkron, did you have any ideas or opinions about the rank role changes things?
I don't know. I don't think this is the last one. I think this maybe like will experience one or two more changes before they finally stick to something.
Yeah, I think so too. I think they're not done trying to fix it. All right. So, some comic book news that Scron sent to us. Batman Pennyworth. What's happening here, Scron?
So R.I.P.
So it's out February 4th, sometime in February. But they already released like teaser pages for it. So, I don't know. Spoilers, I guess, for people who haven't been following the DC comic book. So, one of the longest standing characters in DC has been killed.
Died. Dead.
Yeah, I believe by Bane.
Yeah. Bane broke Batman's back. Now he broke.
So it's very. I'm actually very. I mean, as much as it is a sad news for comic books, right? But it's also gonna be a big character development for Batman.
Yeah.
And the Bat family.
It's he became an orphan again, I guess.
I think
because everyone.
Don't DC Comics take deaths very heavily?
Seriously?
Yeah, because
Superman
dies
entirely.
A lot of times.
So. I mean, they killed off Damian before just to come back with powers.
Freaking hell. I think that's one
comic books, man.
Yeah, I think that's what my friend office mate told me. Like, compare it to Marvel, though. Like, they die and resurrect every time. Like, isn't there a long-standing thing with everybody dies in Marvel comic books except everybody comes back in Marvel comic books except the Spider-Man girl?
Uncle Ben.
Uncle Ben, there you go.
No, Uncle Ben.
Uncle Ben never comes back.
Because it's plot development.
Yeah, but like, in Marvel, they always come back. DC, it's not as common. I think all of the villains have just been imprisoned or just maimed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so if you haven't been reading comics, Alfred died last November, and now they're releasing the book about the basically
the
ripple effects. Yeah. Yeah. Of Alfred's death.
So it's 48 pages for $5. That's not the right. I think it's that's pretty standard.
Yeah, pretty standard. And well, it's because you have to cover all the bat kids.
All of them?
Not. Well, there's a lot. Like basically the four ones, the four main ones.
Like the
like you got
Damien,
Grayson, Todd, Damien. Drake.
How about
Damien and
yeah,
Barbara.
Barbara.
Yeah.
Right. So, we did we leave any loose threads?
Nah.
Nah.
No.
Go pick up the comic.
Yeah, go pick it up this February.
February 12th, it says.
Bet it's gonna be a field trip.
Yeah, probably.
Oh yeah.
You know it's a field trip though. Expecting what? A game at a certain date and then getting it pushed back as a. Cyberpunk 2077 has been pushed back a little bit.
Yeah.
People were very excited for this game, but it's been pushed back again, which I personally don't mind, you know, game releases being delayed a bit. I don't mind it.
Yeah.
What do you guys feel about game delays, huh?
I don't mind
it's
it,
okay.
Man.
It's okay. Gives them time to, like, polish it.
Polish, yeah.
Yes.
Like, here's the thing. Monster Hunter Iceborne was released, right?
Yes.
So, it's kind of okay with my PC, but there's a lot of people have complained that
really?
they're experiencing a lot of problems. And I know that the patch was released yesterday addressing these issues. But what happened was Capcom released not the final version or not the final candidate for the game.
Mm-hmm.
They released a debugging version.
Oh no!
So they made the mistake.
Capcom does it again.
Yeah, they made the mistake of like somebody in Capcom made a mistake of uploading like the right folder, I guess.
No, why? That's so bad, actually.
It is. So I guess it's better to delay your game to prevent things like that.
Mm, yeah.
And mind you, like Iceborne in PC was delayed
months
than the console ones, just because of the like this kind of issues. But still, it happened. So I don't know. Maybe CD Projekt Red is better than Capcom.
I mean, yeah. So far this year, I also like heard. In Monster Hunter World, some players were getting their characters deleted.
Yeah, the save file issue. So what happened was some players who bought Iceborne will... Because Iceborne has a feature, like it made different formats of saves.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is there's a chance that when you boot up the game, it won't recognize the save file you had before.
Oh, no.
And it would ask you to make a new save file. And if you did do that, it would like delete your save.
Huh.
But the patch addresses that. So
okay,
it was released yesterday.
Feels
but
bad.
But if you already deleted it, oh no.
Exactly. For the guys who did that already, we're gonna press F for you.
Pressed F,
yeah,
right there.
I did. That's sad.
So yeah, Cyberpunk 2077. It's not the first game to get delayed. Final Fantasy VII Remake also got delayed a bit. And also Animal Crossing got delayed a bit as well. Supposed to release...
All Japanese IPs, by the way.
Japanese don't like the overwork. Maybe they're learning from experience that nothing happens good when you overwork people. So yeah, you guys getting Cyberpunk 2077? I'm personally not really.
I'm loving The Witcher right now.
Oh, so it's the same publisher.
Yeah, hell yeah, I'm gonna get those.
Okay. How about you, Scrun? It's Keanu Reeves, man.
Yeah, I love all these games coming out, but I just don't have the time to play them.
Oh, that's true. Too busy.
The old man's.
I haven't finished Pokemon, by the way.
Oh
Oh my
no, we need to
God!
finish Pokemon,
We
man.
gave you a solid week to finish
I
it.
didn't bring my Switch.
Why?
Defeats the portability, by the way. Let it see some
Yeah.
sunlight, Scrawn. Come on.
No, it's guarding my stuff.
Oh, okay. Shogi.
Cut. I swear, I think Scrawn would finish the Pokemon game when the expansion passes really releases.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? 'Cause that's a lot of new, like, I don't know. We can get into the direct again, or we can get into the new direct
New Direct.
that just came
Oh.
out a few days ago. New direct, Smash
Oh.
Direct, that says the Fire Emblem Three House Four House. It's another spoiler. Fire
Hey.
Emblem's Three Houses main character Bliatt is
Oh
coming
no.
to the.
Violet.
No, it's Bliatt to me.
Blit.
Byleth comes into the Smash roster. Both versions, by the way. What do you guys feel about this? I don't know if you've seen this already, Scrawn.
Yeah, I did. RD was really hyped for it.
Yeah.
More Fire Emblem characters.
There's like seven already.
Yeah, people were saying then just make a Fire Emblem fighting game.
That's kind of true.
But come on, it's still nice. You're getting new characters from Smash for Smash, so.
It's
But
okay.
yeah, it's okay. And like Fire Emblem is a good game. It's a great game, and the Three Houses, I mean, Fire Emblem Three Houses is a good game for the Switch, and I love it that it that you know that Smash would represent that or give them love.
Yeah. I think I don't know if what the name the guy was, Sakurai, I think
Sakurai, yeah.
is the guy that introduces the Smash updates. He
He's the
said,
developer, yeah.
yeah, he's a developer, and he says that Smash is more than just a fighting game. It's a celebration of video games or something,
That's nice, yeah.
which I think it's a fair point. Fire Emblem Three Houses was a big game in last year. Definitely, I think it was the best game of the game for the Switch last year.
Barely
And
beat.
if it's a celebration of major games, we can definitely make sure that a Nintendo IP has to get in there. So yeah, but I'm kind of sad that the people were asking for the Xenoblade Lady, because I played Xenoblade, Xenoblade Chronicles 2 Lady, and they're asking for Sora from Kingdom Hearts. So if it is a celebration of games, you must include more people from other IPs, you know? Work on that. Kratos, man.
Oh, I think the ship has already passed if we're going for Kratos. Or wait, I don't know if they're making another God of War game. Are they?
I don't know.
Continue on with the sun.
Boy.
Oh no. I read somewhere that the next one is gonna be how Kratos met his wife
Oh, okay.
to make the baby.
Oh, make the boy.
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 So what y'all think about the addition of Byleth? I think it's okay. It's a 6 out of 10 for me. It's okay. It's not the best.
It's okay as well for me.
Not super
Because
excited.
it kinda, come on, have you seen his moves? That boy has a lot of moves.
Yeah, it's like Link.
Yeah, a lot of moves.
Yeah,
So.
more things for Smash players to complain about.
Yeah, it's kind of true, actually. That spear is legit broken.
Yeah.
It looks like.
The range, dude.
Yeah, it kind of looks strong, too. The bow is a nice nerf, though. And, yeah, Greg, you want to top it off?
It's just nice.
It's nice. You know what else is nice? More Fire Emblem content to consume. They released a fourth house on Fire Emblem Three Houses. Are they
Four
gonna rename
houses.
it? I don't think so.
Let's
Fire
name
Emblem
three
Four
houses.
Houses.
Yeah, because there's literally four houses. Another
It's a sequel.
house has been released. What's the name, Greg? I'm blanking out on the name.
Ashen Wolves.
The
Let's
Ashen Wolves. They don't have a
go.
professor.
We don't know. We don't know yet.
That's what they said. They have no professor to guide them. So
Oh, okay.
you have to be the one to guide them if you choose the side
Yeah.
story.
I don't know what would happen in this DLC though. Would it happen after the whole shit that went through or you went through, or is it like before?
I think it's during.
It's during. Okay. Where will it go? Where would it coincide though?
I think. Okay, so from what I read in the trailer, it's a side mission.
Yeah. So,
So I think they're
would you
gonna
st
die and then not make it to the jump.
Oh, that sucks. If that would happen.
Sorry, guys, for any guy. Sorry, Scrawn, you haven't played Fire Emblem. We kind of screwed you over with spoilers. Sorry.
No,
Come
I
on,
was
it's
blanking out. It's
the
okay.
game. The game is released for a year now.
Yeah, sorry.
It's okay, I'm blanked out.
It's early. It's early in the morning. So I think, yeah, I think they're gonna die in the middle and then not make it to
Oh,
the
that
skip.
sucks.
And then I don't know who
Cause...
you're gonna be ending up with. Probably the church.
Yeah, I guess. That sucks. Is it the if you see the game or the character, the new characters, you could there's some
Sympathize with
characters
them,
here that
right?
yeah, you could sympathize with them. Especially the big boy,
Big
Kronk.
boy. Are you getting the expansion or not?
Yeah.
Are you getting the
If you
fighter
have
pass or not?
Oh shit. Damn. I don't know. I'm gonna get the Fire Emblem one, but I'm not gonna get the Smash, I guess.
Okay. I already have the first character pass.
Joker?
Yeah, I got all of them.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, but yeah, the next one, I'm not too sure. Because they released six more. They announced six more.
More Fire Emblem
Please,
characters.
dear God, no. What would make you buy the fighter pass? What character?
Monster Hunter? Don't. I'm just kidding.
How about a Dota 2 character? Spectre.
Nah, Dota 2 won't transition to the Switch.
I mean,
I
just like
mean,
sky's the
higher
limit.
chance for League of Legends.
Yeah, there's a higher chance for League of Legends characters
Guys,
because
sky's the limit, man.
I want Morgan Free Morgan Freeman, Morgan Gordon Freeman from Half-Life.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I would like that.
One of the skills is just releasing head crabs.
Oh gosh, yeah. What else? Yeah, you're right. Kratos could be.
Sora, for sure.
Sky's the limit. I
Sora
want
too.
Pac-Man.
He's there already, dude.
Yeah.
He's there already? See how much I don't play.
Do you
Oh
even have
gosh.
Smash, bro?
Then. No.
Oh gosh. Geralt? Geralt could. Wait, Geralt is already in Soul Calibur, so never mind.
About Darth Vader? It's already a Soul Calibur.
Ooh, yeah, Soul Calibur character.
Oh, dude, Luke Skywalker on
Oh.
freaking dude.
No, even just getting like the droids in.
Nah, man,
Droids?
dream high, man. Young
Yeah.
Palpatine.
Oh,
We're
Sheev. Oh, Sheev.
gonna talk about
Sheev.
Star Wars next week, man.
Yeah, let's go. I'm gonna watch it again,
I
by the way.
mean, don't know if I'm gonna watch it again.
Oh.
I don't like crying.
Yeah. Spoilers.
Spoilers. All right, that's it. I think we gone through everything. The podcast is done. The show is done. We gotta get ready for the Pokemon event. Red,
Yeah.
get your camera
Ten
ready.
ten 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 ten.
And then Scrawn is going home tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's gonna
Oh,
meet up with
you're
Sen.
just like you're just going you're just staying there for a day?
So 2 days actually, 1.5 day.
Oh, okay. Have fun. Eat a lot of Kaya
Yeah,
toast.
meeting said later.
Go to a crane machine.
I think they're going to, like,
Yeah,
Sen
he
did
wants
say.
to. It's so expensive here. It's like $1 per pull.
He's a rich boy. He'll find
And
money.
well, here's the thing. You have better chances to win in a claw machine there than here.
Not really. I have like a whole bunch of. It's more of like there are better prizes here than there.
A car.
A car?
No, like a more legit looking ones, like a Pikachu that's actually yellow.
What are Pikachu's colored here?
I feel like you underestimate the amount of bootleg stuff we got there.
Well, let us know how your trip goes next week. We're gonna do a show finally live together again, us three. I'm gonna have to figure out how we're gonna do that. But yeah, guys, that's the end of the
Yeah,
episode.
we can definitely do it
You could
before
just
the community showdown.
yes.
Boot me out, you know.
No, we need red. All
Speaking
right.
of which, community showdown next week.
Yes.
Registration is still open.
CSGO Community Showdown. Totally not me that
Third run.
did the thing.
Yeah, I was Jaeger.
Yes. Not Jaeger, by the way. Also later today, R6 for C Sport. And also later today, the Pokemon event, a VGC event recognized by Pokemon, the governing body for VGC events.
Yeah. Let's
Very cool.
go.
Very excited about
Pokemon
that.
eSports.
Let's go. All right, we have to end the episode now.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Thank you guys for listening to the episode.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Bye. Bye.
Violet.